Proclamation number 2118 of October 16, 1941. Vitality. Free will. Spiritual power requirement. God does not withhold the power of life from any human being, even if it is not always utilized according to his will. Yet since God has given the human being free will for the time on earth, he must also grant him the strength to use this will, and this in every direction. He will then not prevent him from carrying out God-opposing plans by withdrawing his strength, but he will also let the flow of life flow to him for this purpose. Otherwise, free will would be completely pointless. Only that the human being who receives this stream of life and does not utilize it for spiritual striving is wasting something precious, that he could achieve wonderful successes with this stream of strength which would last for eternity, and instead he uses it for a completely insignificant physical life which remains worthless without spiritual striving, no matter how brightly it shines on the outside. The human being who uses the life force to seek connection to spiritual strength will understandably be able to achieve extraordinary things, for the life force already enables the human being to achieve extraordinary feats in earthly relationships. How much more so if the human being now also utilizes the strength of spiritual friends in the beyond in addition to this life force? This power is also available to all people, but can only be acquired through conscious request, while the life force is also available to people who have little or no connection with the spiritual world. And every gift can be used according to free will. But the life force is taken from him when the predetermined earthly life has been covered by the human being. Then he can stand empty and ignorant at the gate to eternity, for he has disregarded a grace. He did not request the strength from God in order to be able to use his will in the right way, for spiritual strength was also at his disposal, but he was content with the life force and did not yet use it in the right way either. And this is tantamount to regression, for he is still on the same level as before the embodiment on earth. He accepted a gift from God without using it, because he was supposed to work with this gift, but he only used it for the comfort of the body. God does not take the power from him for the duration of his life, but how he should use it is not prescribed to him. One day, however, he will have to answer for not having respected the divine gift. Amen.